Edmonton will be the new host to the Juno Awards weekend at Rogers Place starting March 6th to Sunday, March 12th, 2023. An event conference was held at the Northern Jubilee Auditorium, starting off with an Indigenous prayer and blessings, performances by Juno nominees Mariah Dunn and Shawnee Kish, and words from CARS Juno Awards President and CEO Alan Reed. When it comes to the Junos, a positive impact will follow, according to the numbers Reed says will help Edmonton when it hosts next year's event.
Well, a couple things. One, I cannot wait to be at Rogers Place. It is one of the most beautiful venues in all of North America. And super excited to bring what we do with the Juno Awards in this, you know, grand stage, all these different Canadian artists coming to perform here. But on the other question, the Junos, as it comes into a city, it creates about $10 to $12 million worth of economic impact for the city. You know, you've got literally sort of the Canadian music industry will descend on this city. They'll stay at hotels. They'll go to restaurants, go to bars. They'll be in cabs. They'll be going out shopping. So it does bring a lot of economic impact to the city that hosts us every year.
Edmonton Mayor Amarjit Sohi was at the event and says that this gives an opportunity to bring out and showcase Indigenous talent next year.
You know, I think this is in an area that we haven't really tapped into, that we haven't really highlighted. Edmonton has such a rich Indigenous culture, history, arts, music, and we need to bring that out to highlight to the world and really market in a way that people want to come here and experience that authentic Indigenous culture. And it could be such an economic driver and tourism driver for Edmonton and for the capital region and for Alberta. So I'm really looking forward to what we would have to offer during the Junos and how we can actually highlight that.
Juno-nominated folk artist and songwriter Mariah Dunn says that she hopes that they can showcase Edmonton artists along with showing community and truth and reconciliation.
What I do really hope happens is that we get to showcase the beautiful breadth and depth of Edmonton artists and show our community for who we are in terms of trying to move forward on many important things in terms of diversity, in terms of reconciliation, in terms of continuing to listen to the truth and do the work that we need to do as a community.
For CFWE News, I'm Daniel Barker-Tremblay.